Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 92 WEDTU. Catalog number 92 WEDTU.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
We thank you for being so kind and so merciful. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because we can't live without your word. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for your word coming and dying on a cross that we may have a right to the tree of life. And we know, Heavenly Father, that your word is the answer to all of man's problems. And let us be hearers and doers of your word in church and most of all in our marriage. And we know, Heavenly Father, everything will be all right. Thank you now for this gathering. We pray for every soul who here and those who will come. We pray, Heavenly Father, every soul will be blessed. Every soul will be helped. And you got the glory, the honor, you got all the praises. In the powerful name of Jesus, let us all say amen.
Amen.
Again, we just thank God for this gathering again, and we thank God for you. Now we didn't even get started in the book on last night. So we'll get started in the book tonight, because God has... It gave me something else there, and I just had to bring it before we even got into the book. And those of us here, or was not here on last night, I think we just about ran out, right? Out of books. Got a few more. Okay. Now, those of us who was not here last night, we just got started on a few things. And these things that I said last night, if it don't be too much on the secretary, Before Thursday night, or I may go Friday night, I don't know yet. The children Thursday night. Bring the children Thursday night. Children Thursday night. And I may not do that. Okay. What wrong with marriage? What wrong with marriage? Have God messed up?
Mm-mm.
Have God messed up?
No.
You haven't messed up.
No.
We messed up. God can't mess up. He can't mess up. And these, and them things that I said last night, wasn't on you, not on your paper now, but I'm gonna try to get them out before then. You can just inject it somewhere in your book if you want to, you know. But I'm gonna try to have that ready for you Thursday, Friday night, and things I said last night, because I didn't even get to my book last night. Okay, just some things God gave me. What's wrong with marriage? We can't stay together. Some of us, you know, when I'm talking like that, now I'm not talking about everybody, you know that. And all marriage have some type of problems. And there's no problem-free marriage. Every marriage has problems. And sometimes we've got all kind of definition for marriage. All kind of definition for marriage. God really doesn't have one. We come up with some, but God really doesn't have no definition just for marriage. I told you on last night, you can't really understand it. It's not fully. God gave us something that we don't really fully understand. You can't. When you look into it, you can't fully understand. Now, I got one of my little definitions for marriage. Everybody else get theirs. I got mine. What is marriage? Marriage is two persons, male and female. One time I wouldn't have put that in there. But you got to put it in there in your last days. See? Male and female sharing their life together to make one in Christ. Marriage is two persons. Male and female sharing their life together to make it one in Christ. That's my definition. Sharing your life together to be one. The Bible says you become no more flesh, but what? We're twins, but what? One. One. When we get married, we said on last night, just reviewing a little bit now, so people still coming in. When we get married, we must be willing to give up some me. We must be willing to give up some I. We must be willing to give up some mine. In other words, we must be willing to give up self. Some part of our self we got to give in. I mean that. And I told you on last night, that's what Jesus come here for. Born again just means getting rid of self. See, get rid of the I. Because we have found out so many selfish married have messed up homes because somebody don't want to give in. One party give in and the other party never give in. That's why you call a one-sided marriage, it ain't going to work. Selfish marriage. Never want to give in. I'm got to be pleased or else. I don't care where you go. You ain't going to be pleased or else. And if you find, listen to this. If you find somebody you done married and everything you do is right and everything he doing wrong or she wrong, you got a messed up marriage.
Amen.
You ain't got no help at all, in a sense. And I'm just throwing it in free before I get there, but I know we got some men like that. You know, I said men like that. We got more men like that. You know, ought not be like that though. See, time a woman pop a finger, she jump. I ain't gonna mess with that right now. I don't find ourselves is our biggest problem. If we can get rid of self. And I told you on last night, God does not have a set pattern for marriage. He does not have a set pattern for marriage because peoples are different. But God have a set word for every marriage. Every marriage, God got a set word for every marriage because we are different. And if we do what God said, your marriage can fit in to God's word.
Amen. Right.
Y'all get my point?
Amen.
It can fit in because we're different. Everybody not the same. We ain't going to act the same way. I told about pattern. You can't go pick up no pattern and say, this is the way it got to be. No, sir. That's what done messed us up, see. We're going to pattern ourselves as somebody else. Another marriage next door, across the street, the world is turning, and where's your night, and all them kind of things.
Amen.
And that would mess us up.
Amen.
Is it hot in here? Y'all a little hot?
No.
Well, somebody fanning though. Okay then, okay. Okay, bless your heart, okay. Now I'm putting in this in the night. Listen at this, then we go into the book when I say this. One of our problems is, after we get married, we begin to take one another for granted. We take one another lightly.
Yeah.
In other words, after we stay together, we really don't appreciate one another.
Amen.
Like we did when we first got married. We take it for granted. I got you now. But you got to hold them.
Amen.
It's just like preaching. Preaching, we got to preach. Preaching is popular and preaching draw folks. But preaching don't hold folks.
Amen.
Teaching would hold folks. So it is. After you get married, you know, you were popular. You were dressing up looking good.
Amen.
Every time you meet him, you had powder on and lipstick. Ain't that right?
Right.
And the man brushed his teeth and he looked good. Everybody looked good. But time you get married, you get to looking like tramps. You got to hold them, ain't that right? You got to hold them. That's right.
Mean that.
There ought to be some ecstasy around there, ain't that right? Take care of yourself. Keep yourself clean up. Right. Don't take it for granted, ain't that right? Smell good for your husband. Smell good for your wife. Put on some perfume sometime. Time you go out, you just put on perfume and smell good for another man.
Amen.
Time you pass by and whoo, you smell good, but smell good for your husband sometimes.
Amen.
Ain't that right, y'all? Man, you ought to buy you some cologne. I know you're hard worker, but clean up sometimes. You got to hold her. You got to do the same thing. Hey, working on the car and hands all nasty and everything and take a bath and smell good. So we take one another for granted. And then after we do that, we begin to drift off from one another. I ain't joking. We begin to drift off. Drift off from one another. Within, little by little, we begin to drift off from one another, little by little. No respect no more after a while. Little by little. That's how it starts. And then some blow up. Won't divorce. Some excuses now. He hanging out or she hanging out because we don't respect, don't appreciate one another like we should. And God don't want that to be.
Amen.
Take care of yourself, all right? All right, now get your books, those who have books. On page number one, in our second paragraph, where we said, we know more about God's word and marriage than ever before. So why can't we stay with one another? Now, it's more seminars, it's more books, television, preacher preaching on it now. But we know more about God's word, but we still can't stay together. Why? Sometimes I feel like when we don't know nothing, then we'll do better. When we start learning what God said, but we don't do it. We know more about marriage than ever before now. Because we got the word of God. Back in my mother's days, what they know? Nothing. But just stay together, obey the husband, take care of the wife. But now that thing don't change like night and day. Ain't the same no more. So ain't no staying together no more. So now, there has been a Christian family breakdown. And if it is a breakdown, if it's broke down, it cannot produce what God intends for it to produce. That's good fruit. Good fruit. It can't produce. If it broke down, how can it produce? If you're on your way to Birmingham and your truck breaks down, you can't go on. So it's your marriage. When your marriage broke down, it can't produce what God intends for it to produce. And what that is? Good fruit. Good families. Look at the families now. Some of them like jungles. Look at your family now. Some children you can't do nothing with right now in your own house. Your own child in your family. What you're producing? Society. Sometimes when our children dead, they're so bad. They're a threat to society. What you producing in your house? What coming out your house? Good fruit or bad fruit? It's up to you. And God got to fix where you the one got to train them up. You got him for him. Ain't nobody got him but you. When he come out of the wound, the doctor got him and spank him one or two times and wash him off and hand him back to you. Amen. It's up to you to train him. Amen. What you training? What you sending out in society? Good fruit. God want us to bear good fruit. But you can't do it if you don't do what God says. Amen. You'll never do it if you don't do it. And good churches. There's more hell going on in church than I never. Amen. If your house ain't right, the church ain't going to be right. You leave home mad and come here mad with everybody else. Ain't that right? Don't you? It starts always in the home. I guarantee just about it's in the home. It starts in the home. It's just like, you know, them 40 children were laughing at Elijah, bald-headed. Call him bald-headed. Old blaze-head Elijah. Old blade-head Elijah. And Elijah looked at him, and then two she-bears come and killed every one of the boys, every one of the children. Now, I wonder why that happened. Let me tell you why. Because 9 times out of 10, the mom and dad were talking about the blade-head Elijah. That's right. That's right. If they're around the table talking about Elijah is a good, godly man. When they saw Elijah, they said, "Hey, Mr. Elijah, Reverend Elijah, how you doing?" But no. What they hear around the table, what they hear in the house, that's what you produce. They got trained in mind. Their mind ready to be trained to catch everything. You ever call little children, they like they ain't paying you no attention, but they'll repeat everything you said. God trained their mind like that. So that's where it is. It's in the home. You got to get it in the home, and then you bring it right to the church and marry with everybody else. You see? So same way about children when you're going to school. You know what I'm trying to say. If a child will respect mama and daddy, 9 times out of 10, they're going to respect the teacher. Amen. Children not kicking grown folks on the leg. Amen. Good communities and good schools. See? God is the only one who can fix a Christian family breakdown. And that is to go back to the Word of God. God's Word is man's direction. First of all, except God build the house, the family, they will labor in vain. They'll labor in vain. And that means the family producing nothing but bad fruit. That's all they're doing. If you're lame in vain, see, if you ain't got God in your house and doing what God told you to do in that family, you're producing nothing but bad fruit. Amen. And you're working in vain. Lord. In vain. Just in vain. Society be glad when you die. That's not dogmatic you're talking about.
That's the truth.
Now, what do you mean? Explain that, Coffee. I don't know if you can put lies on me out there. I mean, to me. I'm explaining. Now, watch this. If you got a child that steals, rapes, kill, drug pusher, folks in the community will rule for him to be dead.
That's
what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He's danger to society. And time somebody shoot him, you want somebody march. I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. A white man, he better not shoot him.
See, a black man shoot, you ain't going to march nowhere. But a little white man shoot, you know he's just as bad as he can be. But time somebody kill him, black man kill him, you ain't going to say a word. I know somebody going to get him. I know somebody going to get him. Let's keep on going. I can sum it up, the Christian family problem, in four words. Disobedient to God's word. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
And I'm placing my emphasis on the word of God. And if you miss what God has said about marriage and the family, you have missed the whole lesson.
Amen.
And that's what I'm dealing with. You don't miss the whole lesson. So sometimes we want to just come out, you know, and just see what the family really doing, the husband and wife. But stick with the word, and we get in the middle of this thing after a while.
Amen.
You got to get the basic thing. This is what got us in a mess we in right now, is we disobedient to God's word.
Amen.
That's the very reason your home in a mess. If somebody home out here in a mess,
amen,
it's because I guarantee you somebody's not obeying God's word.
Amen.
God can't lie. God didn't come here to make us miserable.
Amen.
God ain't set up marriage to make us miserable. God couldn't make us comfortable.
Amen. That's right.
But we make our own house miserable when you go against the word of God.
Amen.
So my emphasis is on the word of God. Hallelujah. I want to deal with the real source of the Christian family problem in these last days. We want to introduce to some of you the one who brought marriage into being. And who is the boss and the source of all true marriage? Y'all know they got true marriage. If there's true marriage, there got to be some false marriage. There are some false marriages. False marriages when folks shack up. False marriage is marriage when two men marry or two women marry. Them false marriages. I'm talking about true marriage here now.
Amen.
True marriage. What man can see, can seem to put in his mind, is that the world belongs to God.
Yes.
And everything in the world is God.
Amen.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything therein. Y'all know that, don't you?
Amen.
All right then. Now, God has laws for man to live by. Notice, to live by. To live by. Everybody say, to live by.
Laws to live by.
Laws to live by. He got laws to live by. The laws are for our direction. Talking about the church. The laws not for the sinners, they for us. A sinner got to be saved, then the laws would be for him. But the laws are for the church. For our direction, we don't know which way to go. No wonder David said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The word is. See, so it's for our direction. And they are unchangeable laws. And they are for every generation, young folk. We got some young folks in here. For every generation. And that's what they messed up. These young folks don't change this thing all the way around. No reflection, y'all, but y'all don't change this thing all the way around.
Amen.
Y'all trying to outdo God.
Amen.
Who made you? God, didn't it?
Amen.
Well, if he made you, who knows best for you? God knows best for you.
Amen.
God, the one knows best for you. But we don't change this thing all the way around because we don't like God's plan. All right. And God will not change his law for you, me, and nobody else. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Well, y'all know that already. I ain't going to get you stiff to read that. So the laws for true marriage and true family are in the word of God. It tells us how to treat one another. That was to see, the laws for marriage tell us how to treat one another. And God got to spell out just the plain. We'll get to that for the week. I mean, he got to spell out just the plain how we ought to treat one another.
Yes, sir.
I mean, God, you can't miss it. A fool won't err.
Amen.
But we just don't want to do it. See, some things God tells us to do, we just don't want to do it.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
We just don't want to do it. That's all they're there, but we just don't want to do that, see. We don't want to do everything God said. We do things and pick out what we want. See, pick out just what we want. So it's unchangeable. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In other words, it's already fastened down. It is in heaven where a man cannot mess with it. It's spiritual. That's when he can't touch it. And for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In other words, God can, you can call him Elohim. You can call him Jehovah. You can call him Father. You can call him Jesus. You can even say Holy Ghost. But he will not change his word to please you and me and nobody else. Now, what I mean by that, when I said God, he had magnified his word above all his name. In other words, you can call Jesus all you want. He said, why call me Lord, Lord? Ain't doing nothing I say. Amen. And we love to do that, don't y'all? Amen. Call his name. You can call it all the name you ever can call, but he wants you to do his word. Amen. Why call me Lord, Lord? You ain't doing nothing I say. He has magnified. Let me talk on a little bit. I have put my word above all of my name. Every name you call, every name God got, you can call it, but if you ain't doing nothing to please God, you might as well shut your mouth. That's not dogmatic now. I'm just preaching now, okay? I'm just talking, okay? That's not dogmatic now. It's just the truth. He said it himself. I don't even call my name. You ain't done nothing out there. And we love to call his name. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. Matthew tells us that. What God said about marriage in the Christian family. Not what man are saying, but what God has already said. We need to go back and see what God said. Who can improve on what God have already said? God wants the Christian family to stand on the foundation of his word. We need to take a stand for God. God tired of falling in the trap of the devil. Y'all see my point? What God has said, Christians have no option and no room for debate. Debates are for unbelieving families. Who can improve on God's word? You calling God a lie when you talking about, I can do it better than this. God got it wrong. Mama, you brought up the old-fashioned way. God said, come up this way. For instance, let me bring up something. Young folks don't whoop their children no more. That's old fashioned. The Bible says whoop is behind. Well, who can improve on it then? Who can improve on it? So you got more sense than God. He said whoop is behind. He said if you don't even whoop your child, you hate it. He said those who I love, I chase them. He said, none of my children go without chasing. Because they're going to do something wrong. Your child ain't going to bet nobody else's. They get behind your back. They do a lot of things. You did it. But you're trying to improve on it. And can't do nothing with your own child. You got to do what God said do. Talk about mama, brought him up old mama fashion way. I tell you one time, mama said, sit down. He sits himself down. Yeah. You tell him to sit down, he jib up and then look in the eye. So the old way is the best way. I don't care what nobody says. That's God's way. You can't improve on God's word. And that's what you're messed up at, trying to improve on God's holy word. It's the foundation, so you ain't got no debate on it. Okay? God's word is the blueprint for the Christian family. God's word is the law of God. God's word is the record of his testimony. Just check your Bible out. That's his testimony. That's his record. Y'all get my point? He can't lie. God's word is a revelation of his way, not man's way, and not our way. God's word is the source of life. God's word is the source of hope. God's word is a source of comfort. God's word is a source of peace. God's word is a source of wisdom. God's word is a source of joy. God's word is a source of love. You ain't going to get it till you get to God's word. You ain't about to get it. You ain't going to get no comfort. You ain't going to find no joy till you go back to God's word. We're trying to have joy, but artificial joy.
temporary joy, just lasts a little while, a little happiness. But boy, you can have true joy when you get to God's word.
Yes.
And this is where we don't live.
Amen.
Live. We got our wife, got our husband, I can't stand with nothing.
Oh,
no joy in the house.
Amen.
Some folks got great big old pretty house.
Amen.
I mean big mansions. Ain't no bit of peace in there. Ain't no joy, ain't that right, y'all? See, that could be a legal marriage too, ain't that right, y'all? Kind of like a contract. You just do your thing, I do mine. We just stay here together, that's all. Do y'all know some folks, one sleep in one room, another sleep in another? They share the kitchen together. That's right. Them legal, type marriage, contract. Boy, that's my wife sitting around. I don't believe I can live like that. I don't believe I can live like that. I mean, I'm supposed to death in my heart. One of us got to leave out that house, buddy. One of us got to leave out that house, buddy. No, Lord. I don't see how they can do that. If I had to go buy me a little tent, I wouldn't live like that. Share the house, but we come in, ain't sleeping together. I bet somebody in right now ain't sleeping together. I bet you right now somebody ain't sleeping with their husband, with their wife right now. Right now!
You know you're right, bro.
Raise your hand right quick. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. What God said about marriage in the Christian family. First of all, true marriage is divine. That means it comes from God. It's holy and it's pure. Well, Hebrews 13:4 tell us that. Read that for sister. We gotta read that. Got something in that. Hebrews 13. I'll be skipping some of our scriptures because we go right on, but some of them got to read. Okay. Hebrews 13:4. You're getting close to Revelation with Hebrew now. You're not in Exodus. Okay, come on.
Marriage is honorable in all.
Listen to that. Listen.
And the bed undefiled.
Listen.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Marriage is honorable among who?
All.
Yes, sir.
That means God pleased with it.
Yes,
honorable. Anybody can get married. It's for everybody. Even the priest. He just don't know no better. He just said it right there. He just don't know no better.
Right.
He ain't got to be no anointing. Got to go around. She want her husband, and then right now lusting at everything she see.
Right.
I know I'm right. He just said it right there.
Right.
They missed the scripture.
Right.
It's honorable.
Right.
Anybody can get that. God pleased with it.
Yeah.
A priest, he can have a wife if he want her. But you don't know no better. Religion and denomination don't mess a lot of us up.
Amen.
Messing with little boys. No, they want a woman. They all go and get a woman. I mean that.
Amen.
See, if you don't start all right, you'll end up wrong. When you start all right, you don't know where the best stuff at, ain't it right? Well, I'm just being honest.
Amen.
I'm just being honest.
Amen.
It's honorable. And the bed is undefiled. That means the bed is clean. But you just don't know no better. All right, let's keep on. Okay, I said it's holy and it's pure. It was instituted by God. It was sanctified by God. That means set apart. And it was established by God in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve sinned. That's very important right there, see. They were made it holy, see. This would make it holy and pure before the sin of Adam and Eve. See, it was holy until sin come in. When Jesus come, he set things straight for us. Alright? So it was God who started marriage. Not Satan, not man, but it was God. God gave Adam a wife because God said it was not good for man to be alone. Oh, men. Say, men.
It's
not good
for
us to be alone. All right, God. Now, why is God listening now? Listen. God said that. He made you. God said that. It's not good for man to be alone. Now, if God said that, he know man. Now, watch. See, now, if it's not good for him to be alone, he need a help meet. He need a help meet. See, all the other animals had a mate but him. And if everybody has got a mate, he don't have one, well, what he going to do? Y'all want me to bring all of it out, do you? I'm trying to help you. See, when he left by himself, don't tell him what he may do. God made him human. It ain't good for him to be alone. So God made him a helpmeet. Not good. So this let us know that God knows what's best for us. God said, I will make him a helpmeet. I want to read that. That got to be read. Look at Genesis. Turn your Bible to Genesis 2. Genesis 2. You got your book there, so Genesis 2, you're where to turn it. Genesis 2, 20 and 25.
And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him.
Now, first of all, that voice right there. Notice Adam named all the animals before he had a mate. So our sense didn't come from the woman.
That's right.
We had sense before you got here.
Sometimes they don't act like it though.
Yeah, we had knowledge.
Amen, Rabbi.
If we can name all animals before y'all got here, we had some knowledge.
Amen, Rabbi. Teach us.
All right. We already had some knowledge. Because y'all women said we ain't got no sense. We don't act like it. I agree with you. We don't, but we got some sense. Keep going. Read on, sister. Come on.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
All right. Now, notice, a deep sleep, the first operation, got a rib. Out of the man's side. Got a rib out of the man's side. And then he closed it up instead. When he took the rib out, he closed it back up. and he had a woman. The woman came from where?
The side.
Whose side?
Man's side. Oh,
all right, okay. Come from whose side?
Man's side.
The girl said she hated to get a man the credit. She said God, but it came out the man. It didn't come out God's side. It came out the man's side. Notice, hey, see, you came out of us, women. See, God got you out of us. See, first of all, Adam didn't know he had a woman in him. If he had knew he had a woman in him, he may have had a fit, but he had a, he just didn't know it. He didn't know he had a woman in him. See, you can't outsmart God. The first thing, if right now God knew, God, I better go and make him out of, I'll make one man, and everything will come from this one man. All human come from this one man. And I ain't going to make her out no more kind of dirt. If he had made you out of a different kind of dirt, maybe been the same. But right now, where we organized, you would have said, my dirt been yours. Now, won't you? Why wouldn't you say that now? I'm just being honest. Why wouldn't you say that? You'll say that right now. My, our dirt better than your dirt. But you came out of us. Real. Now, that's the reason, in some ways, that you are not stronger than a man. Because you came out of man. Came out of man. You tender, you soft. You not to have muscles. You not to have muscles. How you saying? You not to have muscles. See, you not to be hard. You for to be soft. See, a man don't want to feel no hard woman. Soft woman. Soft woman. Keep on reading, girl. Bless your heart.
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman.
Okay.
And brought her unto the man.
He brought her. God put folks together. He brought her. So a man got to ask God for his wife. A woman got to ask God for the husband. See, he brought her. Let God bring it. Like I told you, I had to demonstrate that them two halves. If you miss around and get the wrong half, you're in bad shape. See, miss around and get it. Come on, read on. My time going on so fast. Go on.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh.
How many?
One flesh.
Now, that's very important. I got something about this one. Then I'm going right on. Leave father and mother. Leave. Everybody married, every woman, raise your hand. Every man, raise your hand. That married. Yeah, that married. Okay. Notice what you said. You left father and mother, didn't you? That's very important, but folks miss that. Leaving father and mother and cleave yourself to a wife, no more twins, but what? One. Letting you know mom and dad are now in the background. Your mama don't come before your husband. Your mama don't come before your wife.
Amen.
You leaving them.
Amen.
You can't go stay with your husband and stay with your mama at the same time.
Amen.
In other words, when you get over there, you can't keep on bringing up mama.
Amen.
That's right.
You can't keep on bringing up daddy.
Amen.
You don't left them. If you don't, you're going to carry you here.
Amen.
You can't stop at mama house every day and got a husband waiting on you at home. You can't stop at that mama house, son, every day.
Right.
You got to go to your wife.
Amen.
And time your husband says something, baby, oh, you got to come home when you get off. Wait a minute now. I know I'm kidding you. I know I'm kidding you. See, when you know the Bible, do the Bible. God will bless you when you do the Bible. And mamas ought to be ashamed of themselves. Telling that child, you stop that hand every day. You just jealous. Leave that child alone. Let her go home to her own husband. Leave father and mother. You got a wife now. You won. And we, if you want, that would tear up a lot of marriage right there. And you mother-in-law, keep your nose out of these children's business. I mean that. Get on the telephone and call your daughter. You say, I don't let him do you like that. I ain't all that kind of mess. You took all kind of hell. Stay out of these children's business. My two daughters, stand up. Y'all not coming. Y'all not coming. You here. Stand up, baby. Be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient. They can't never say that I or my wife dipped in their marriage business. Sit down. They can't say it. I'm not going to dip in their business. You destroying your own folks' marriage. Leave father and mother. It's a place for father, a place for mother, but husband number one.
That's right.
Wife number one now.
That's right.
We got too many little chicken men. You know, you got to go by, stop by mama house every day to get something to eat. And trust and tell your wife, you don't cook like my mama. Y'all kept yourself over like mama at me. All that kind of job. You just y'all pet these little children up. They come up. They can't even stay away from me so long.
Amen.
Oh, damn mercy. So leave father and mother and cleave yourself to a wife. Now y'all got that now?
Yeah.
All right now. Got that? Keep that in your book, 'cause that tear up a lot of families. I mean that. And mama in the background right now. Dad in the background right now. Okay, let's go on. Notice Adam didn't ask God for a wife. This let us know that marriage belongs to God, not Satan, not man. And this is the reason they, talking about Satan and man, they always trying to destroy the true marriage and the true family, because it belongs to God. Satan wants people to get married his way and not at all. Or to stay together without being married. Okay, turn to Timothy for me. This is important. These kind of things, this is what happened today, see. I can't let these scriptures go by. 1 Timothy 4 and 3. Boy, I'm telling you, too, my time goes so fast. Oh, First Timothy 4 and 3. I just want you to read that first paragraph in there for me, please. Everybody has it? Let's go.
Forbidding to marry.
That's all I want. Now, if you start that little fumble, he's going to tell you in the latter time. He just told me, I'm going to get picking that one voice out in that first little clause, that first paragraph. See, forbidding to marry in the last days. See, God the one instituted marriage, not Satan, not man, and that means God wants you to shack up. In the last days, he said, "What for? What forbidden? Forbid folks don't want to get married now; they just stay together."
You're right.
I bet you right now, I almost put my life on the line. Somebody looking at me right now, shacking up. I guarantee you right now. I mean, looking right at me. Shacking up right now. Stand together. We're going to put it. Stand together, not married. Looking at me right now. It ain't going to pay me a bit of attention. That means you catch hell because. I had a lady come to me. She said, she told me right in this church here. She said, Reverend Walker, we shacked up for 2 years. Nothing but love, honey, darling, sugar. By the time we got married, hell broke loose. Long as you have a job, he ain't gonna bother you. So we know you're on your way to hell. He ain't gonna bother you. And you feel like you're doing right because ain't nothing happening. The devil won't cause trouble. Read that verse again, Sister Cook. Hebrews 13 and 4. I've got to put that back in there. I ain't finished. There's something else I ain't put in there. Come on, Sister.
13 and 4.
Yeah, Hebrew. Ain't that Hebrew? Yeah, see, oh, Tim. Oh, I'm going down. We go a little further now. Okay, wait. But God told the Christians to be not unequally yoked together. Did he say that? With unbelievers. 1 Corinthians, we already know that. Okay? Not to stay together unmarried. I want Hebrews 13 and 4. Come on. Not to stay together. Watch this now. We got a scripture for that.
Marriage is honorable.
Same thing.
In all.
In all.
And the bed undefiled.
Undefiled.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Now, what God is saying in there? What God really saying? God is saying, when you stay together, not married, the bed stinks. You got to move that un out the way. Defile. Move the un and defile, that means it stinks. He called them kind of folks homeowners and adulterers. If you shacking up in here right now, I ain't call you that now. Y'all never said that, I see. You're the homemonger and adulterer. That's what it said right there. Look, he ain't through talking. He said, I'm going to judge them kind of folks. That means judge you at the great white throne. And nobody going to the great white throne but folks who are unbelievers.
Amen.
I'm going to judge you. The bad saints. You're talking about spiritual strength. Now, we ain't talking about physical strength because you can fix that up. You can put perfume on that. But God got a spiritual nose. I don't care how much of powder you put on it. The bed, the foul, that means it stinks. And folk come to church every Sunday talking about I'm a Lord of the Lord, singing the choir. Hallelujah. And going home in a garbage can. Make it sound bad as I can. You ain't got to shack up with no man. You tell me you stand with a man, he can't get you no license. That's all it takes to get some license. You stand with the no good town. Y'all just get some license.
You're right. All right.
They get license for dogs now. Have you stand with a man, he won't even buy you no license but shacking up. I don't have folks to come to me and talk to me. I ain't know this shack. I know this. They was shacking up all the time. I ain't know they ain't tell me. That's sad, ain't it? Somebody having problems.
Yes, sir.
You'll catch hell because you lied to the preacher.
Right.
I thought they was married. They come to me like they married. And one couple come to me and told me they need no, I didn't find out. We folks do anything now. You wouldn't dare go to no preacher talking about you having problems shacking up. What folks don't what they do now. I had a couple come back and talk to me and they find out. I said, y'all married, y'all not married. No, we're not married. I said, man, look here. Y'all get out of my office. Having problems. Get out your mess.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't got nothing to tell you, but get out your mess. Folks don't care no more how they come to you now. They ain't got no respect for no preaching, no church, and nothing else. That's a sin. I'm saying that because that's a sin because they're doing it too much. I mean in church. in the choir, on the deacon board, preacher shack up, deacon shack up. They don't care no more. And the Bible says a sin.
Yes, sir.
Boy, if I know somebody shacking up in the choir, he ain't going to sing in that choir. Listen, I don't mean a bit of harm. If I know anybody in this church shacking up and holding a position, he getting out the position. He ain't sitting to hold no position. What can you tell somebody? Jesus called you homemongers and adulterers. He said, I'm going to judge them kind of folks. Lord have mercy. Okay, let's go on. What God said about marriage and the Christian family. Lord have mercy. The Christian family needs to listen to the word of God. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Not what the U.S. government saying. Lord have mercy. Not what the Supreme Court saying. Not what the Justice Department saying. Not what the Health and Education Department are talking about. Not talk shows. Because that would have messed us up, shouldn't it? Not TV actors, don't marry 15 times. Not book writers. Sometimes write a book ain't never been married. How can you write a book to tell somebody how to stay together about marriage you've never been married? I don't care how many schools you finish, you've got to get married first.
Right, preacher.
This thing, you got to experience this thing, buddy.
Yeah.
You can't just get on no pimp and get right something. It ought to be like this. It ought to be like that. And never been married.
Yeah.
And go tell somebody how to stay together.
Yeah.
And sometimes folks write a book and been married five times, gonna tell you how to stay together one time.
Yeah.
This thing, you got to experience.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
Cause you stand with somebody, buddy.
Yeah.
And these talk shows don't kill y'all. All that mess on these talk shows and this junk on these talk shows. You better start to listen to God. The federal government, you better start listening to God. The Justice Department, you better start listening to God.
You're right tonight, Pastor.
Oh, what that woman name, that Clint Fire, that black lady? What her name? Well, I'm glad they fired her. I don't know what to do. She was in the health department, right? I'm so glad they got rid of her. I don't know what to do. Of course, she's black. She ain't right. She need to get out the department. Well, she's black. I don't care if she's green. That's why all we look at, black. If he ain't right, get him out the way. That's all y'all look at. Well, he's black. Hey, he messing up society. You ought to stand up for right. You don't stand up for color, you stand up for right.
Amen.
Indulging homosexuality and all that mess. Oh, that means these young women can't find no husband. I mean, I'm real. Can't find no husband. Hard to find. I feel sorry for you. You got my sympathy, some of you. You got my sympathy. I ain't lying. And these that not in jail, they just as funny as they can be some of them. I mean just as funny as they can be. Twisting around there like women and things. Trying to dress like women. Who wants you? God, how can a man kiss another man in the mouth? I don't know either, sister. I mean that. Oh, man. Kiss an old man in the mouth. Lord have mercy! Lord have mercy! What I look like hugging on Reverend Jackson and kissing on Reverend Jackson right now? I'm serious. What? What? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
They ought to get rid of her. They need to get rid of her. Even our denominations. Not what you and I think or how you and I feel about it, but what God has said. When the Supreme Court laws goes against God's laws, this is where the Christian take a stand.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they took a stand.
Yeah.
Y'all got my point?
Yeah.
See, when the government makes ungodly laws,
yeah,
we don't follow.
That's right. Yeah.
Shadrach and Meshach said, I ain't going to bow to your God.
Yeah. Right.
Anytime they go against the Bible, we take a stand.
Yeah.
If we got to go get killed, we take a stand.
Yeah.
The church don't give in to mess.
That's right. Amen.
Shadrach and Meshach said, we bow to a false God.
Right.
Our God may not deliver, but I know one thing, we ain't going to go and bow.
Yeah.
And that's what we ought to say.
Yeah.
Time they get to making all these ungodly laws. Y'all see they making them right now?
Amen.
All kinds.
Okay.
It's going to be affected right here after a while. Well, I told you last night. Now watch that marriage stuff coming after a while. Right around here.
Right
here. Yes, sir. Two females marrying together. Talking about a license. They're going to give it after a while. They're going they gonna make it a law after a while.
Yes.
And what you going to do about it? The church accept all that mess. Right now, somebody said, well, Reverend, you know, you ought to go and do it. They're doing it anywhere else. You ought to stand up with the pastor.
Amen.
You give in too much. You don't. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. When they go against God's law, you stand.
Amen.
Abortion.
Amen.
That's a sin.
Amen.
All these ungodly laws. Church folks don't do that.
Amen.
Nobody. You call that potential. Potential belongs to God.
Yes,
see, you think you haven't killed nobody. But you have.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what the federal government says.
Yeah, that's right, preacher.
Jesus, God told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you.
Yeah.
Before you was in the womb.
Yeah.
I ordained you before you came out.
Yeah.
To be a prophet. I knew you. So a lot of folks don't care. Folks God already knew. I don't care what the federal government said. Young folks is wrong. If you don't need it once, please don't do it no more here. That's all I'm trying. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it's wrong. The government will lead you to hell if you don't watch yourself. The church the one for to direct the world,
amen,
and not the world direct the church.
Amen.
Oh, how much. Hey. Just suppose my mama would have aborted me.
Amen.
This wouldn't be right here today.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Just suppose Paul mama would have aborted him. Two-thirds of the New Testament we wouldn't have. Just suppose maybe we would have aborted Jesus. We'll be on our way to hell right now.
Oh, make it plain.
The federal government don't care about Jesus Christ. We got to make a stand. In this marriage thing, in this family thing, we got to make a stand.
Amen.
Over in Thailand, and women done got together now, making all kind of laws.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the family all around.
Right. Yes, sir.
The women convention.
Mm-hmm.
Change the family. They're trying to put a woman up there with God now. Somebody, he ought to have a wife.
Amen. Right.
Oh, y'all haven't heard that?
Yeah.
Y'all behind.
Yeah.
That ain't hard on women, but you know, but women, y'all got to understand, you're Christians.
Amen.
And nowhere in the Bible, somebody got to come show it to me. Nowhere in the Bible where you ever heard about a lady angel. Now you're gonna put a mother up there in heaven.
Go ahead.
Nowhere in there.
Teach it anyway.
All right, right.
Nowhere in there. He never called a late angel nowhere. Nothing but males. No reflection now, huh?
Teach it.
So the federal government mess you up, you don't watch yourself. Okay, we stop at Daniel 3. Okay, let's go on. We don't read it, okay? So, okay. On many occasions, Jesus said, you have heard this or that, but I said. Now, that's what's going to be the little judgment. See, right, what folks doing the federal government. But he's going to say, but I said. And this is why so many marriages have failed. Because the Christian family is listening to everybody but God. And there is a person who have been married 5 times and then write a book and tell you how to stay married. And when you go against God's word, when you and when you go against what God have said, we have already failed. God knows what best for us. Remember that, he knows what best for us. It was God who performed the first marriage ceremony in the Garden of Eden. It was a family of comfort, safety, peace, love, joy. But notice what destroyed their comfort, their safety, their peace, their love, and joy. It was sin and disobedience to God's word. They were listening to what Satan had to say and forgot about what God said. And because of their disobedience, to God's word, they lost their comfort, their love, their peaceful home. Because of disobedience, Cain killed his brother Abel. So it is disobedience that is destroying the Christian home. When a Christian marriage goes bad, somebody in the marriage is disobeying God's word. Somebody disobeying God's word. It was sin that destroyed that beautiful home. Where you had, where you was comfortable. You know, sometimes folks come talk to me. They've been married 6 years, 10 years, or 5 years. I said, now, you can talk. I said, go back now. I said, when did all this start? You know, they thought they wasn't loving one another. I said, something happened somewhere. Didn't it, y'all? You know, 5 years, they've been married 10 years, 5 years of nothing but peace and loving. But now, 10 years, next 5 years been hell. What happened? Something. Go back 5 years and think where it started from. Somebody left something.
That's right.
See, it's always somebody done something wrong that's got that marriage in a mess today. And I guarantee you, somebody done wrong against God. And that's what caused it. You do it every time. See, you got to go back and redo that. Ask for some sorrow, do something. You get my point? Get it back together, see. But we don't do that, see.
Yes.
But somewhere they messed up. They went against God's word. And let's get this one thing we're going on in. Okay, we're going to let you go. Okay, what God said about marriage and the Christian family. What have happened to the Christian family? There is a war going on in the home over authorship. Can I get a witness?
Yeah. That's it. Nail on the head. You get the nail on the head.
Everybody want to be boss. When I was a boy, I know who was the head of the house. My daddy. Okay, a few years later, the wife started fighting for the boss, and she got it too. All right, and then now the daughter and the son. So we don't know who fight. We don't know who the head of the house right now.
Amen.
Children most now the head of the house.
That's right.
Children right now the head of the house.
Amen. Exactly right.
When your children say something, they act like they want to kill themselves. They don't do what you say. You got to let them children stop making a crank at you so much.
Amen.
They run the house.
Amen.
They run the house. They fight in the wall going on in the house over authorship. The authorship in the family is always up, is always set up by God, already set up by God, and is unchangeable. And anybody who goes against the authority of God is fighting God and don't know it. I mean, you see, it's unchangeable. God ain't going to change. It's already set up. And that's what we got to understand. We fight over power.
All right.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Over authorship. Now notice, now and everybody and anybody who goes against it. Now you see, it was Satan who first went against God authorship. We have to always watch who? You've got to always watch him. All right. Okay. You got to always watch Satan. Satan have husbands and wives and children in the last day fighting over God dominion power. Authorship. Satan is always trying to lead people, lead God people away from God's word.
Yes, sir.
God got one male seed, and that was who? And made this one man who? And gave him dominion over all the earth and told him to be what?
Fruitful.
Now, fruitful means sex.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, how two men can have children? Huh? This is the order of God. This is a command for us to do. He said what? Be what? Fruitful. And then he said what? Multiply. That means bring babies in the world. Two men can't bring no baby in the world. Two women can't bring no baby in the world. And y'all agreeing with these folks what they're doing here. That's going against the plan of God.
Yes, sir. Amen. She just tonight.
Amen. And we're accepting this mess. Homosexual, we're accepting this stuff. That's the very reason we got AIDS. AIDS didn't come from no little green monkey in Africa. It came from little green homosexual. Y'all know it, you know it. Don't let folks make a crank at you. A homosexual, he know if he gets him, after a while, he going to be getting skinny, skinny. They dying, going, and coming. You know it. Because they will not hear God's word. Homosexuals are selfish and they're hard to deal with. To prove this, y'all remember Sodom and Gomorrah?
Amen.
They were homosexuals.
That's right. Yeah.
They saw the man, they wanted, they looked pretty to the men, and they wanted to get a hold to him. What happened to him? God put some on them. Because they kept on going. That means God turned them over to a reprobated mind. The Bible said he turned them over to a reprobated mind. See what happened? He put blindness on them, didn't he? Well, different in our days, he put AIDS on them. That's where AIDS come from. Homosexual. And what happened to us now? See, what God, reading God got it going on like it is because the church accept them. If you accept them, well, check what they got.
That's right.
You get mad when a preacher talk about it, but God said he reprobated if you don't get saved. He's fighting for his right. He ain't got no right. He's taking your child. He's making your child a homosexual. He's cutting your family off. You don't even know it. You stand up with him. So he was born like that. I ain't no doubt that. He may have been born like that, but he got to be born again. All of us came from Adam. We were messed up. All of us have some flaws when we got here. But that's where we got what? Born again. He just needs to be born again. We accept this stuff. The church accept it. Know you're homosexual. And got your child. 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, and you trusting with him. They train them. That's the very reason God let AIDS just spread. Because we accepted them.
Yes, sir.
They don't took over some churches.
Yes, they have.
They don't took over some churches. That's what I mean, buddy. If one here, he sure ain't gonna rest. Ain't gonna let him rest. I don't know what I got here, but I tell you what, he ain't gonna rest. Well, preachers don't preach against it, they flock there. Get the dressing just like women, and getting your child going in the bathroom and all this kind of, you trusting your child with it.
Amen.
And time your child come to be home and say, well, we just got to accept it. You ain't got to accept nothing. You tell that child he need to be born again.
Amen.
Just reading the Bible in Romans says he turned them over to a reprobated mind. And what it means by when God turns you over to a reprobated mind, let me tell you what happened to you. God take himself out of his mind. In other words, he can't come up with God no way he tried. God just turn him loose, let the devil have it. Homosexual, hard to deal with. Y'all know they're hard to deal with. They'll crush you out right now. For their rights. I heard a fella, he dead now. He's got it. I'm not bragging about that. I'm not mean that. He let it, but I heard him on television. I heard him on television years ago. He said, now, the folks don't want to accept us in church. He said, but we're going to start us a church ourselves. Y'all know him. Leah Reddy and Bessel. I heard him on television, but he gone. And he died young because of AIDS.
That's right.
They boast. When you get to boasting about your sin, you better watch out.
Yes, sir.
You got to know who boss around here. Folks don't know who the boss around here. So we accept all this mess. And because we accept the God, let us catch. You got to die. Nurse is so careful.
That's right.
And doctor giving and fool up and all that mess. Say, it's all right, buddy. You better guard your face and everything else. When they come getting blood, they got masses and gloves and everything else on. And tell you it's all right. Even got gauze on their eyes.
Yes, sir.
They just messing you up. They ain't found no cure yet. God let it spread. We can catch it now. Because we accept it. Anytime you accept sin, God mess with us. Talking about the church. This dang anybody can catch tonight. Anybody. You don't know what these folks, you know, you go to the hospital, you know, you be praying for folks, and folks all, when the preacher, I'm talking about me. You know, if your folks, we don't get them around now. Folks got AIDS, y'all let the preacher know that. You ought to let that pastor know if he got AIDS. Come on, he got the pneumonia. Go on, tell me what that man got.
That's right.
See, I'm serious. I know it sounds funny, but I'm serious.
You got
see, I'm going to the hospital and putting my hands all over him and like that, you know, and knowing, I mean, you know, he had his hand all in his mouth.
That's right.
Watch it now. His hands all been in his mouth. Now, watch this. It's just, you know what, you'll do this before you know it.
That's right. Yeah. You're right, man. You're right.
You'll do it before you know it. That's nasty. You just always put your hand up to your face all the time.
Right.
And that's where John goes in your hand.
Amen. That's right.
And you know he got AIDS. Let your pastor come in there and be playing all with him and all this kind of stuff. And you ain't told him nothing. I mean that. I'm serious now.
Yes, sir.
But my pastor taught me years ago, when you leave the hospital, always wash your hands. Because folks got everything in the hospital. I'm not downing nobody. Anybody can catch AIDS. I'm just saying, all I'm saying, tell your pastor. Folks got AIDS. You got AIDS, you just got them. That's all. They're going to know anyway. The undertaker man going to put out.
He's sure going to put it
out. Oh, have mercy. Well, I don't got about where I was. So, motherfly. Okay. We better go home. I say this now. Okay. One thing. We're going to finish that and go right down here. Okay. Let's go a little further. Okay. Then say now, motherfly. Okay. I'm talking about the babies, bringing babies in the world. But we are killing them, are keeping from having them, and replenish the earth. So, all females and all other males came out of this one seed, Adam. All peoples came from Adam. Black, white, red, brown, yellow. All peoples. From the way things look here, it was God's plan from the beginning that man would have a leading role in the family. Isn't it right?
Yeah.
So after the sin in the garden, God made it plain when he told Eve, man shall rule over you.
Amen.
Did he say it?
Amen.
And this has not changed yet. Read this, Miss Cook. We can get the house straight now, ain't it right, y'all?
Right.
You gotta start from the back, ain't that right?
Right.
We gotta set it up. Gotta set it up. No, it ain't changed nothing yet.
Amen.
He made it plain. In the beginning he had it like this, but he made it plain right here.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
Okay.
In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Now, didn't that Bible say that? Well, who can improve on it? Huh? Who can improve on that? You're going to have pains? Did it say that? Bad children? And then you're going to have desire for your who? Now, y'all know what that means? Now, watch me explain it and we're going home. Now, what that means, when you have a baby, you don't want to see no man. Amen, like. When that baby come in the world, you glad to see the baby, but buddy, almost no more sex nor him. Not now, I'm gonna say. No, see what God was saying, I'm gonna let you have pain. Listen now, I'm gonna let you make you have pain, bring the baby in the world, and I know how the baby got here. Through the man, the baby got here. But I'm gonna put some on, I'm gonna make him have pain, and yet still, when you get well, you still gonna want another. Now y'all got it? You still don't want another one. But when he first come in the world a few weeks